That's inverted heart measure. And that,
yes, sir.
Actually, he was two octaves away from the lead on the last note. Hurt my feet. Any other questions? Well, my gracious, y'all passed.
At your bow, when you guys switch
the tempo, we do a lot.
Probably if he does the song that we do that on, and he's the boss, so we enjoy messing with him on stage. We like to confuse him, and you never can.
Did you have a question?
Y'all probably thought I was joking a while ago, and I don't get to do as much as I used to, but I do run through the week when I'm home, and I usually do about 3 miles now is what I did this week. Every night I would go out and run pretty fast, and that seems, when I started running, it seemed to really help me gain more wind. It will sometimes if I'm tired. You know, if I'm vocally tired, we've been singing a lot. I've never seen anybody that's perfect pitch when they sing. Have you, in your 44 years, have you ever seen the perfect pitch?
Nope.
But sometimes it will, and then sometimes it won't. And you just have to really concentrate on it, make sure you don't drop, you know, because you want to keep that blend. And if you start dropping it, it sacrifices everything.
Song.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's good.
We enjoyed it.
We should relearn it.
And that baritone part, for me on that song, the song he's talking about, is on where early recordings was so low for me. I mean, it was just had me down to the basement.
That's why we did the trumpet section.
On, and that killed me. I never made an instrument noise with my mouth. It's like, what is he doing to me? But it was fun to sing. It was hard to sing.
To address the gentleman asked about the notes and how your wind and stuff. A lot of that too is the distribution of your air with the note. You learn how to release your air that you take in accordingly. And sometimes if you get too much air and you've got to get rid of it, you don't have room. So that's just as bad as not having enough. So you learn how to take in the air that you need and solve it the way you distribute it. But Jamie runs, I walk, it's easier on your knees. I'm over that running stuff. You know. Put food in with women and stuff.
You run when your wife gets after you, I've seen.
Oh, yes, I can out. No, actually,
well,
she could outwalk me if I ran. You know. Anyway, but I live out in East Tennessee, and I live in the mountains, so I get the good part for me rather than going to the track. Or to the Y, I do the Y in the wintertime, but I get to walk outside and have a lot of real steep hills. So you do a couple of 3 miles out where I live, that's about the equivalent of 6 or so miles.
And I live in Nashville, I'm dodging cars.
Breathing all that smog. Somebody else raise their hand, I'm suggesting.
Can you talk a little about dynamics? The great bluegrass lead singers, the harmony groups, don't hit it hard all the time. You want to soften up and then build it up really. How do you make on when you're
going to
be like a softer approach and really
come into
culture?
Well, it's all in the feeling of the song, what you want to do with it. Bluegrass is bluegrass and bluegrass gospel or gospel. It's a truly emotional release for us. It's from the heart. And you do things, a lot of times the treatment of a song is based on the feeling that you have, you know. You might do something one night that you don't do the next night, as far as what the treatment of the song depends on how you feel. You know? But a lot of it is getting into the piece of material, and it's much like method acting, I guess. You know, sometimes they do all kinds of things to conjure up a certain emotion, and there are songs that we have done or still do that I have to be very careful and not think too deeply about the piece of material because it's an emotional thing. Maybe bring back a memory or something that I knew about or heard about, and makes it very difficult sometimes when it always amazed me growing up and seeing people that were able to sing and cry at the same time. If I get to that stage, it locks me here and I can't do anything. So I try not to, if I feel myself going there, I try to get away.
I remember that time you had that fish that died and we sang for his funeral. I got all tore up.
I still miss him. He can sing higher than Jamie, that's why I miss him. Any other questions? Yes, anybody? Oh, time's getting away.
Back here in the back, Noel.
Going back to that question somebody asked, Dr. Dick.
Taking everything.
Yes.
And you mentioned eating potato chips or french fries, but it's the salt that really matters. So I was thinking, would it work just as well just to drink some salt water and avoid the bad food?
What might be, but you don't have nearly the fun. No, you don't drink the salt water, you gargle with it.
That's what I was.
Yeah, but the difference is, it sounds crazy, and I know fries are not the best thing to have, nor the potato chips, but you can only gargle so deep. You can't get past about here. And with the other stuff, you get the full effect of going all the way. And you may think I'm kidding, but it does have a little difference. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. No, I'm serious about it.
But how many, like three or four french fries and potato chips do it? You don't need to eat all the
time. Well, you want to sing or you want to be a health nut?
In my and Jamie's case, we'll have to eat as many as we can.
You don't have to do that.
I just eat like a small bag of Lay's is what I do.
I do. A small bag. A family bag.
A small bag of Lay's.
They're lying to you. You don't have to do it. Really. If you get it, if you take care of yourself, if you don't lay out all night and do the things you shouldn't do, if you get up at a decent hour, get up and, like I said, my breakfast is dry Cheerios and decaffeinated coffee. I'm serious. That's what I have for breakfast. But if you get up early, you have a meal, if it's even a dry toast or whatever, but the key is to get up, give yourself a few hours before you have to start using your vocal cords. That'll do you just as bad as much good. But if you're ever in a place where that you're a little tight, you sang hard the night before, you've ridden 500, 600 miles to get to the next date and you're feeling really tight, that is one of the things that you do. We don't do that every day, but seldom do we do that. But that's one of the things that you can do, and a vocal coach will agree with you. Do you feel better now? Have I made you feel?
There's a vocal coach, you can go online and find him. His name is Roger Love. Google him. He's got some CDs out, and it gives you, Doyle's heard some of it, I played it for you.
Yeah.
And it gives you some vocal tips that you can do, like the goop, 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 and keep going up, and it loosens you up. So I used to do some of that. I stopped doing it, but
thank God. You
can. Can I get that tape for my alarm clock?
Back there in the shower, goop, 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 and Dole's back there, shut up. But you can find that online, Roger Love, and he talks a lot about that.
He can tell you a lot, really.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do the chips and the fries and all that. It's very seldom we ever do that.
We like to, but we don't.
Yes? Have you ever taken a
lesson?
And if so, what was the best advice you ever got?
I never took a lesson per se. I was always around Dad and the quartet, and they sang a lot, and they practiced faithfully whether or not they had any place to go sing or not. They only sang in churches and on occasional radio programs and things like that. Nothing for money. I think when they would go visit churches, they barely had, if they took up a love offering, it was barely enough to get them home, But they sang because they just loved to sing and they believed in what they were singing about. But I was always around them, and they used to practice. And as I said, and I would go as a youngster because the other kids would be out in the yard playing, and I'd be sitting in there watching what they were doing. But they would break down their parts, and when they read they never put any song to memory. They always read it from the book. When they first started practicing with a song, each person would do his line that they did, his or her. and they would read their prospective notes in that part, and they would do them all together, which sounded like a fire drill, really. You know, when they're all doing the different notes, but it's, you know, they're doing the melody. And they would go through that a couple of three times, and then they would start with the words because they had familiarized themselves with the melody, and that's what, the way they work. So the good part of being around that was all I had an understanding of harmony from the get-go. Nobody ever, I never had to have any instructions about what vocal part was what. And I can sing all four parts, but I had to get up before daylight to sing bass. But I know where it goes. And, but I never had any instruction. My dad always said that you sing with the people around you. And Jimmy Martin was my first boss. And he said, you know, you always sing with the lead singer. No matter what he does, you do it the way he does it. And Jamie covered that earlier for the blend, the enunciation, the way you phrase, the rhythm that you sing with, you always listen to the lead singer. I'll give you a story. In 1968, I was working with J.D. Crowe, and Red Allen came on board, and somebody approached us about doing a recording to sell, because we were working 5 nights a week at the at a lounge at the Holiday Inn in Kentucky, Lexington. Red wanted to record a song he had recorded earlier, but he wanted to do Down Where the River Bends. The thing about Red was he could not pronounce sycamore. It was always sycamore. So we had to sing the chorus with Red, because he sang lead, and we had to sing sycamore. I've got some relatives down in Virginia, and every time they see me, they want to know if I'm still doing the sycamore. But they just recently re-released that recording. You listen to Down Where the River Bend, and it's sycamore. So, but maybe it was incorrect grammatically, but the harmony, the key was to do it, everybody do it the same way. And that's the instruction I had. Yes.
Certainly not at the professional level, but let's say at the non-professional level. Do you think everyone can learn?
Excuse me. You think I don't love bluegrass? I forgot. Here.
Bill's not about to give up, though.
He said he wasn't going to leave. I just had gotten this ring on my phone, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And my wife said, "Surely you're not going to let that." I said, "Of course I am." Well, we had been visiting a friend, and I was running late for church one Sunday evening. And I took the back roads, and I pulled into church, and I ran in, and I forgot all about my phone. And we sang a few songs, and the preacher was just beginning to read his text. And Bill comes on with "Blue Moon of Kentucky." I'm trying to get it cut off. My face was as red as the red on his shirt. If looks could have killed, my wife would have been a widow. I apologized, and when I looked over a fella that goes to church with me and was sitting down even only in my pew, and he looked over at me and went, "I'm kind of proud of Bill on carrying Bill with me anyway." The question, I'm sorry.
Can everyone learn to sing harmony, or, you know, some people seem to double all the time?
Not everyone can learn. It may sound cruel, but it's the truth. Not everyone, if everybody could do it, we'd be out of a job. But no, not really. I mean, I don't know, we go places, all the time people come up and say, "Well, I wish I could do what you do. I just can't do it." And people go, I've seen them go to vocal coaches, and you know, there has to be some God-given ability, some talent there to work with. If you don't have the tool, you can't do the job. And unfortunately, that's the truth. Hope I haven't hurt you. Oh. Well, he's still smiling. It must not be him. All right. Anybody else? Well, we'll get near the end. Duet vocals have been a part of our music and other music. The lady over here earlier mentioned the Blue Sky Boys and people like that, and Monroe Brothers, Callahan Brothers, the Delmore Brothers, people like that, and Jim and Jesse, bring on the modern Ludwig Brothers. Duet singing is a lot of fun to do. I do one on occasion just because I like to trim it down and have the bare necessities. We'll do a verse of the chorus tonight.